You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Masks are now required in public in Kansas City and Wyandotte counties. Governor Laura Kelly mandated on yesterday that masks should be worn for every person in Kansas effective this coming Friday.
I was at Quick Trip last night after football practice. Went in there expecting to see everybody with a mask. And everybody didn't have one on. It was in Raytown, though. Wear your mask, y'all, please.
As I was doing like I always do, checking out what's going on social media, I saw a post from our mayor, Quentin Lucas. He showed a screen grab of some text messages that he received. Of course, he gave out his phone number to all of Kansas City in an attempt to be transparent and reachable. And these threats, Brian, absolutely disgusting. This person also took a picture of Mayor Lucas with your cousin, Hartzell.
Yeah.
And doctored up this picture. But it wasn't even a good Photoshop. It was like the most...
It was clear. You can see that it was altered.
But, you know, some folks were believing this. So the mayor released the photos and the text messages, which were disgusting.
Horrible. Very horrible.
One piece of it said that you should swing from a tree. I'm not threatening it. But I would love to see it. The N-word was used. Just why?
I don't get it, man. I don't. This man's working hard every day, showing up, being involved in the issues that we're having, and that's how you want to talk to the man.
And even if you disagree with his politics, which is your right, and that's cool, we're all not going to agree on everything. That's not how you voice whatever you're feeling. Mayor Lucas actually submitted the phone number because they text from a number. I don't know, you know, if it's a Google number or if it'll be untraceable, but hopefully they'll be able to find out who did this and that person be called on the carpet for what they've said and what they've done.
Mayor Lucas handling it like a pro as always.
If we're talking about things, whether it be social media comments or violent crime or any of these other things, you know, my idea is just let's go back to having respect, right? Let's go back to having respect for people, for others, for our differences, right? Understanding that, you know, everybody's just trying to do their best each day. I will say this. It takes you back, right? Somebody talks about you hanging from a tree or something. That's, you know, that's something you never really get used to just letting, you know, roll off your shoulder.
Leave my mayor alone.
This is why I know I have no future in politics.
Got them 39th Street goons on deck.
I'll be like, drop your location.
For real.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
623, look for highs in the lower 90s. Humid. Right now you are partly cloudy in 76 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
While Snoop Dogg shared that he and Dr. Dre have been reunited in the studio, some bad news has come down the pipeline about Dr. Dre. Apparently, his wife, Nicole Young, they've been married for 24 years, filed for divorce on yesterday.
Oh, wow.
In documents in the L.A. County Court, Young cited irreconcilable differences.
Of course. Well, at least we'll get detox now, right? No?
I don't know if anyone cares.
Yes, I'm singing. I want to mingle.
The couple share two children, a son, Truce, and a daughter, Truly. Both children are adults, so the estranged couple won't have to deal with child support. John Legend's going to be giving a headlining performance during the 2020 Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular. A lot of folks are canceling their fireworks displays, so this is interesting that they're going to continue on with theirs.
Okay. He, even though he's the opposite of fireworks, I get it.
He is?
Yeah. When you think about John Legend, you're thinking about, you know, walks on the park. Jazz playing in the background with a nice piano.
So you're going to ignore "Let's Get Lifted"?
Absolutely I am.
That was a banger.
Yeah, right.
Kim Kardashian West achieved billionaire status. Why are you folding your arms like that?
Because nobody cares. We're not here for that.
She made a deal with Coty, which is they put out perfumes.
Oh, okay.
She made $200 million on this deal and has 20% stake. They got 20% stake in her business. And so that's how she reached the billionaire status.
Looks like she put her head to the plastic surgeon pretty soon. Got new money.
Oh, Lord. Damn. Colin Kaepernick's journey to activism will be the subject of a 6-part series on Netflix, which will be directed by Ava DuVernay.
Hmm. Now that piques my interest.
Keep the Netflix account paid up so we can watch this, Brian.
I'm about to give your privileges to my mama, by the way.
She can have the password, too. It's not like eat our oil. You don't have to have that.
She will be like the fifth person with it, all right?
Who else is on it? I know Class is on it, yeah, but who else?
Is. Me, you, Class, an undisclosed person.
They don't never be on it because I never am impeded from logging in.
Mm-hmm. And my mama now. So,
who's the undisclosed person?
I don't know. Have somebody I ever met who them? I gave it to a long time ago.
Have I ever met them?
No. Who's the undisclosed person?
Let's do some more Zega. You know what I'm saying?
Oh God.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Man, I'm hot because my wife gonna schedule us a 6 o'clock dentist appointment, man.
I didn't know the dentist opened that early.
That's what I'm saying.
Dang, maybe she trying to tell you something. You ain't had no plaque or nothing, did you?
Right. I'm like, man.
She said, this is an emergency. I'm going to need y'all to...
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm hot this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, who is this?
Man, this is Hakeem.
All right, Hakeem. Shouts out to your wife for taking care of you. She's making sure that your hygiene is A1. Go ahead, girl.
All right, have a good day.
Okay, thanks.
You're doing something with your mouth.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
There is a wonderful campaign called Tip Your Cap, which, of course, was organized by the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum and our friend, Mr. Bob Kendrick. Started about 2 weeks ago, asking folks to tip their cap for the 100 years of the Negro Leagues being founded.
Wonderful.
So far, Presidents Barack Obama, George Bush, Bill Clinton, and Jimmy Carter have all shared their messages of support.
Today, I'm tipping my hat to everybody in the Negro Leagues who left a century-long legacy of talent and spirit and dignity on our country. So here's to Satchel Paige, Josh Gibson, Cool Papa Bell, and everybody else, including three brave women who did us all proud. There were some great team names too, like the Chicago American Giants. Couldn't think of a more fitting label for everyone who suited up. Congratulations, everybody.
It's my president right there. Did 45 tip his cap or his toupee?
Not yet. This makes me feel so proud, Brian. This is something for our city, our state, our country to be proud of.
I agree.
In the face of racism that none of us currently could even fathom, they overcame and created something, the entrepreneurship the love of self, the talent, the drive, the commitment, and for folks on that caliber to recognize something that is literally a stone's throw away from us is beautiful. And I hope that everybody has taken the time to go and support the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. If you've never been, if you've never taken your children, this is something that they need to see.
It is a hidden gem in this country, and we have it right here on 18th and Vine in our city. And I couldn't be more proud. And like you, man, we all got to recognize the greatness in our own city. We got to love it and appreciate it.
There's so many things for us to be sad about, disgusted about, just the current climate. You know, yesterday we wake up super early. The first thing that I looked at was a story about a four-year-old that got killed while sleeping in his bed. Legend Talaferro, that story literally broke my heart, Brian. And so we've got to hold on to the beautiful things that are happening in this city and continue to do all that we can to make sure that the people who are doing negativity in this city, that they don't feel comfortable being here.
Amen.
If we know of any person who is doing wrong, whether they're family members, whether they're friends, we've got to root this out. That's the only way it's going to change. The mayor, the city council, the governors, they cannot fix the issues that are going on in our city. It's up to us.
That story broke my heart too, Shay. RIP Lil Legend. You will never be forgotten.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, the life of four-year-old Legend Talaferro was one that his friends and family said was as if he was a superhero and a fighter. This young man was born with a rare congenital heart defect called tetralogy of Fallot, which caused him to have open heart surgery at 5 months old. So this young man has touched a lot of people's lives, doctors and folks in the cardiology field have been touched by him. His family was set to participate in the Kansas City Heart Walk, which has been moved because of COVID-19. It's going to happen in September now. So, Legend's mother has posted on her social media account that they're not going to do any GoFundMes. And if people want to honor the life of this young man to donate money to his team, they're going to continue to walk in his honor. Even though he was taken from us due to senseless gun violence.
This roller coaster of 2020 has just been awful. You know, thinking about this family and what they've gone through this year, and now this on top of everything, I can't imagine a worse nightmare, Shay, than to wake up in the middle of the night and see that your baby boy is no longer here.
This picture of him wearing a red cape, it breaks my heart. Like, we don't know what this young man could have been. And to have already faced open heart surgery
in 5 months
and survive that, only to be killed where you're supposed to be safest, in your own home, in your own bed. I've posted up the link to his family's team, which will walk in his honor in September. I'm gonna go and make a donation. I encourage everyone who looked at this story on the news and said, wow, let's lift up this young man's name and hopefully this is making some people think. Mm-hmm. Brian, I've said this multiple times. I believe that there is a heart issue in this country, and it's ironic that this young man had heart problems at such a young age. There is an issue with people who do not have love in their hearts anymore. For you to be able to just do this to babies? And if you go anywhere and just start shooting, you know that there's a chance that you could hit somebody.
They don't care. They don't care about themselves, let alone somebody else.
In my mind, there's not a legislation that can fix the heart issue that is going on where people just don't give a damn about each other and who you're affecting. I can't even imagine what his mother and father are going through this morning. You can't stay at the house. Like, even just think about right. that. Like, you can't stay there.
Man, where do you feel safe at now? We got to lift that family up in prayer.
Fix this heart, man. Something got to give, Brian. Something has got to give with the hearts of people. And we're seeing it on display like none other. Just the I don't give a damn about others.
Stacey Shaw knows the law. Good morning.
Good morning. At 7:35, we're going to be going over our day of peace today in memory and in honor of the 4-year-old that unfortunately was murdered a few days ago. Legend.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. Cloudy skies right now. You are partly sunny. 79 at least. Some in shade. What's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity cancer friends.
Crazy Kansas.
Bassist Stanley Clark is 69 today.
Mm-hmm.
Comedian and actor David Alan Greer is 64.
Hey. In living color.
Singer Fantasia Barrino is out here 36. Greatest of all time, boxer Mike Tyson is 54 today.
I wouldn't say that.
What?
My defense is impregnable, yeah. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
He ain't the greatest of all time.
You don't think so?
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Floyd is second.
Mmm.
Mm-hmm. Pound for pound.
The slander on Mike Tyson.
Oh, Mike was cold. Mike will probably be three.
And, Lena Horne was born today. Yeah. She's going on to glory.
You're always home, anyway.
Believe in yourself, Shay. Happy birthday, everybody born on June 30th.
Within your heart, you'll know.
Thank you.
You know about my contralto?
Okay. Shay Horn. Okay.
That's one of my favorite movies. The Wiz. So yesterday, Fabolous and Jadakiss met on the Versus battle stage. I logged on. It took them a while to get in. I had to log off. I had other things to do. But from what I understand, it went down.
Tamia is who the original song came from. Tamia was getting surgery on her throat at the time when we did
the video and all that.
No, when we did the song.
Oh, okay.
So we got Ashanti to do the song because she was getting, and then when we did the video,
She was back.
She got back together, and Ashanti was running all around because Ashanti was scorching. And a little bit Irv too. Shout out to Irv Gotti, you know.
It was talking about So Into You.
But Ashanti said that's not how it went down. Even Tamia responded and said, 25 years, 8 albums, 0 throat surgeries.
I know, that's right. Tell them, Tamia. Don't let them get Grant Hill on you.
They were trying to make up stuff.
Did you know that Jadakiss wrote Puff's verse on Victory and on All About the Benjamins?
Well, we know Puffy not a rapper.
I knew that, but I didn't know.
He already like, said, I don't write raps, I write checks.
Yeah. I don't write rhymes, I write checks. Yeah.
So from what I understood, it was a wonderful battle, but people said Jadakiss won.
And I can see that. And these are two of the most unappreciated MCs in hip-hop.
Jada's in my top five.
Jada's close in my top five. Definitely in my top 10.
Mr. Raspy.
I had to think about that, but Jadakiss, love him to death, man. He is so talented.
He's smaller than he looks on TV.
Really?
Yes, I was shocked. I thought he was chunky like I like it. Mm-mm.
How tall is he?
He's shorter than me. I'm 5'7", we was looking at each other in the face.
Jada's a shrimp?
He's not what? Tall. He's not tall, and he's not big. I thought he was more stocky.
Uh-huh.
No.
There's some camera angles they used to have.
Well, you know, they say the camera put 15 pounds on you. So how tall you said you was again? I got to look for the picture. But we was looking at each other in the
face.
You
and your pictures, you got the most famous pictures ever. You showed me a picture of Vince Carter the other day.
This is when I was in Dallas. He came to the radio station there.
You showed me one with Tyrese back in the day. You said T.I., LL Cool J. Look at you.
Well, you know, God's been good to me. I ain't going to lie. He's been good. He done saw fit to let me stay in this game, and I'm yet 85.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Aww.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Today, we're not going to have a lesson. Every Tuesday for almost a year now, I have said that today is a day of peace. But given the circumstances with a four-year-old that was murdered while sleeping in his bed, it's not enough just to say that today is a day of peace. We've been protesting in the streets saying that Black Lives Matter, but that's the same thing as saying that we are no longer going to tolerate violence in our communities. And so I'm asking each of you under the sound of my voice to have your own protest by declaring that it is going to be a day of peace in honor of legend for 24 hours. Everywhere you go, in your homes, in our streets, in your communities, in your workplaces, at our businesses, all over our city, we need to be declaring our protest that we are declaring peace today. If you have the opportunity to put on something black, if you have the opportunity to say that you are standing with legend on social media and text messages with your friends, please do that today. We are declaring peace in our city today for 24 hours. So not one instance of domestic violence, no murder, no rape, no assault, no fights, nothing but peace today for 24 hours. Until we're right back here again next week. Good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We're going to the kitchen, to the living room, and back. Somebody ask you what you're doing. I'm going to the kitchen, tell them, to the living room, and back. Somebody ask you what you're doing. I'm going to the kitchen, tell them, to the living room, and back. Somebody ask you what you're doing. I'm going to the kitchen, to the living room.
And if you go outside, make sure you masked up. Live, local, and lit. It's the Morning Grind with Shane and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, 753. Highs in the lower 90s. Mostly sunny and 75 right now in KCK.
So 19,914 cases of coronavirus in Missouri. 13,538 in Kansas. Will sports return, Brian?
I think they're going to try to press the issue as what baseball and basketball is doing. So to answer your question, yes, but at a limited capacity.
Four Major League Baseball players said yesterday they will not play because of coronavirus. Damn! First baseman Ryan Zimmerman, pitcher Joe Ross from the reigning World Series champion Washington Nationals, along with Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher Mike Leake, in Colorado Rockies outfielder Ian Desmond.
these people got families, got kids. You never know if they have other family members with health issues that this could trigger things. It's a lot to think about.
The NHL say they have 26 players positive for coronavirus. Brooklyn Nets center DeAndre Jordan and guard Spencer Dinwiddie. They said they tested positive for coronavirus.
Wow.
The NBA set to start next month in Orlando.
We'll see.
Orlando and Florida as a state, they going through it.
Yeah. I'm telling y'all, man, better prepare yourself to...
Don't you speak that negativity
just,
right now,
I'm
Brian.
I'm just saying. I don't want to say it, but I'm just saying it could happen because Arizona, they're back down to being locked down again. California.
Don't speak that negativity. Just everybody mask up.
Yes. why do you sound like that?
What you mean?
Like you whining. Mask up.
For real, because I don't want to spend the rest of my summer in the house. Like, you see this short skirt I got on? I need people to see these legs.
I'm not looking.
You can't help but see it.
Oh, my God. If your ex-boo has been wearing a tight skirt and you've been trying to look.
It's not tight. It's just short.
It's time to flex on your ex.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never hear, never heard nothing like this.
Yeah.
It's flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
I'm just flexing on my ex. I got three kids with this man. He left us high and dry with nothing for about a good 6 months. And now I'm just now about to get into my new house, my dream house I've been waiting on. So I'm about to flex on him, let him know I don't need him.
That's right. She prayed the prayer of Jabez and the Lord enlarged her territory, Brian.
This is a strong, independent woman who done persevered through it all. Now you got to go get that child support, though.
Right.
Go ahead and file them papers, all right?
All right.
Have a good one.
You too.
Flex on your ex.
This ex I just broke up with, she cheated on me. Had a threesome with her best friend and her best friend's fiance.
Nasty.
So I got a new fine honey who knows how to cook because the other one couldn't cook worth nothing. And this one don't even know how to spell cheap, so I think we good.
Okay. Aww. The other one had you eating Rotel every night, had your stomach backed up and everything.
It was disgusting. That's all she knew how to make was Rotel and taco salad.
Taco salad.
But this one, I got fried chicken and dressing, so I'm gravy, baby.
Already.
All right, who is this?
This is Yvonne.
Yeah, she's trying to keep you fat so you don't go out there and cheat
on
her.
Yeah, let the world know. Yvonne's ex.
All right, fam, have a good one.
All right, you too.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
819, look for highs in the lower 90s today. Cloudy skies later on. Right now, you are sunny and 80 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Chris Brown wants to coordinate a march with former President Barack Obama.
Yes.
He DM'd Barack Obama asking for help.
Did he responded?
I don't know. But he posted, he being Chris, "You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I'm striving for real peace, real understanding. This DM may go unnoticed, but I want us all to be able to shift the balance with so much love that no one's life is useless or looked over."
No, that's right.
He continued, "Let's set up a march for change. The whole world will be behind you. I don't know you personally, but we have the same heart, brain, and power to change the world for the better. No publicity stunts, a real march. We have to start a smart, loving, compassionate revolution."
The softer side of Chris Brown.
And then he later deleted it.
He deleted it?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. Keep that up. Oh, Secret Service probably got a hold of it, huh?
He didn't make a threat, so I mean,
that's suspicious. Team Breezy, let's just flood President Obama's mentions.
Another one of your favorite artists, The Weeknd, he donated an additional $500,000 to coronavirus relief.
That's my dog.
to support frontline workers in his hometown of Scarborough, Ontario. That's like maybe 20, 30 minutes outside of Toronto.
Really? So it's like the grand view of, of Toronto. Okay. All right.
Yep.
That's my dog.
I spent a lot of time up and down the QEW.
Doing what?
Exactly. You know, this, that, and the third.
What's the third?
Had to see a man about a dog.
Oh, Lord.
Summer Walker announced that she's got a new EP coming out. I'm excited. I really like her music.
I have grown to love Summer Walker's music. The joint we just played with Usher, love that one. Say My Name, love that one.
She got some dope mixtapes. Look for it on July 10th. It's going to be called Life on Earth. And she won't have any features.
Now we just got to get her in that shower.
She takes a shower. She doesn't. She takes baths, not showers.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with taking a bath.
Uh-oh, it ain't. No.
You should try it sometime.
I'm too big to fit in the tub.
No, you're not, Brian. Why would you say that?
Because it's true.
No, it's not true.
If I fill the tub with water, I get in it, it's going to overflow.
Brian.
It is.
No, it's not. That's not funny.
It is funny. Let loose. Have fun.
God. I want to have fun, but that's not funny.
It
that's
is
like,
funny. No. People laughing right now.
If they are, nothing. Kanye West pinned a message on a huge mural for the Gap store that he used to shop at when he lived in Chicago.
Hmm.
You know he's got this clothing line that's going to be coming out. And we talked about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to buy you a couple little pieces, I'll get you a couple little pieces.
Okay, you're going to send me back to this now. You know they do not have husky sizes at the Gap.
They got
you
a
know
X.
This.
I'm you could squeeze in the 2X.
Almost
you
there.
Could squeeze
I,
in it.
I
and
okay, look. So at the Polo store, they got like a 2XB.
That's the 2X, big, right?
Yeah, big 2X. 2X big. I can do that, you know.
Well, we're going to squeeze you into it.
All right? I'm working my way there. I ain't there yet.
It's all good.
God ain't through with me yet. All right? I'm almost there. I got to stay away from these honey buns.
And Doritos.
I ain't had no Doritos lately. The snack machine empty.
If they was in there, you eat Doritos every morning.
I might. No, I do not eat them every morning. Stop it. You and your hash browns. Let's not.
Sometimes, not every day.
Uh-huh. The same thing.
It be some days where I just need a carb. Some mornings, I ain't lying. Some mornings I wake up, I be like, fam.
For real.
I have fruit in here, everything. And I be like, I just need a carb.
You don't feel complete. For real. Like when you be trying to eat right and you eat your fruits and vegetables.
This
and you
sounds
eat the,
so chunky.
You eat the lean meat.
This
but
is
then
so
it's
chunky.
Like, I don't feel complete till I got some carbs. I need some corn on the cob or something, some french fries or something.
I don't want to be in this conversation no more. I got one more story.
Go ahead, hit us with it.
Okay, on a recent cameo on Kenya Barris's Black AF series, have you seen it?
No.
Shouts out to your Netflix account. I watched it one Saturday, all episodes, straight back to back to back to back. I binged it.
Boy, you don't be having nothing to do.
We in coronavirus. What you got to do?
I mean, not sit there and binge watch that.
That's because you're playing Madden. Anywho. Anywho. So, in the clip, he was questioning why black folks feel the need to get approval from white people in the workplace.
Connecting with us. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you what you're doing. I'm trying to get them to approve you. That's what I don't get. Why I run around trying to get white folks to please tell me I'm special. Oh, give me your Oscar. Oh, let me know I'm all of these things that you want me to. That. Tell your story. Live in your own life, in your own culture. Tell your own experience. Can't nobody tell you how to be you.
Wow.
What you think of that?
Amen. He's right. Absolutely. I think we, and that goes to me, in my opinion, that goes back to black businesses. I think all of that is in the same conversation. We got to appreciate our own and build up our own. So I agree with it.
You would like an Essence Award above a Grammy?
Sure. Yeah. Give me a hoodie over a Grammy. You know what I'm saying? Best morning show in the world. The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine, baby, at the Hoodie Awards. What's happening? We can do it.
It's two different shows, fam. Like, wait a minute. respect exactly. to the dude, but it's like a whole nother show.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jazz.
Who is this?
This is Marcus.
All right, Marcus, let's see what you got.
We both thought it was cool to cross the line, and I was convinced it would be alright. Now things are strange, nothing's the same, and really I just want my friend.
My eyes go half crazy, and I can't leave you alone. And oh my goodness.
Wait a minute, it got down in his soul, Brian. Oh, young girl.
My man's phone was too hot to handle, but it's cool. You got entry into that grand prize drawing for your chance to get $1,000 in stimulus gift cards.
Listen now through July 9th for your chance to win $1,000 in stimulus gift cards.
You better listen and win.
Celebrating 70 years.
I'm the definition of
hip-hop and R&B.
This sounds better right here.
Hot 103 Jams.
That sounds like money, and I need it.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.